Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ah. If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
This is On Deadline, where the biggest stories, the smartest journalists, and the conversations that matter come together from Odyssey news stations across the country. When news breaks, the story doesn't stop there. I'm Christy Strasser. Let's get started. The War of Words. President Donald Trump has been unleashing on Canada for months and even years, was stepped up when he declared a 50% tariff on $20 billion of Canadian exports. This came amid trade talks meant to persuade Canada to remove some of the retaliatory measures it had taken against other tariffs Trump introduced last year. The president managed to level up from there, saying later the United States is key to Canada's survival. Someone should get these clowns to fall in line, or the consequences for Canada will be far worse, he said. Here's WWJ in Detroit.
Well, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager for Ancora Holdings, David Sowerby, joining us on WWJ now to discuss the economic consequences of these tariffs. And good afternoon, David. Thanks for being with us to try to explain this. Tariffs seem a little complicated to us as consumers. So what does it mean to us?
Greg, let's keep it simple. Always. It's a tax. It's an indirect tax. It reduces your purchasing power. It restricts the ability to have free choice. And for both Canada and the U.S., all you have to do is simply look at that magnificent Gordie Howe Bridge, which was built because of the strong trade between the United States and Canada. And if we're not helping trade flows that constructed this fantastic bridge between the U.S. and Canada, Detroit and Windsor, it's a tax.
What does this mean for the Michigan economy? Obviously, David, we have a very strong connection, that Detroit-Windsor, U.S.-Canada connection. As you mentioned, the bridge, a physical connection, but a lot of goods go back and forth across the two countries, right?
Absolutely. Michigan is the number one trading state with Canada, easily. And when you think about Michigan's economic fortunes, this is going to dilute it. It's going to reduce the ability of trade to flow freely. That the North American Free Trade Agreement ratified and modified as the U.S.-Mexican-Canada Free Trade Agreement, those are milestones for allowing free trade to flow, particularly between the U.S. and Canada. This is not helping it because the U.S. establishes tariffs, and what does Canada do? They have to punch back, and they're doing it by putting tariffs on steel, dairy, appliances, agriculture. All these items that flow freely between the U.S. and Canada We're not helping our economic prosperity with this type of policy.
Hear about tariffs, a bit, but 50% really seems like a big one. Can Canada withstand that?
Canada can't. Canada will be able to absorb it. The U.S. will be able to absorb it. But what it does is it slows down your speed limit for economic growth. It slows down consumer purchases. As I said, it's a tax. And at the end of the day, if you look at world competitiveness, Canada already is a more free trading nation than the United States is, based on some of the best research. We're not helping ourselves get more competitive. A manufacturing Midwest renaissance that's been quite positive for the last 15 years, we're putting a stop sign in front of that manufacturing renaissance that's benefited Michigan for a number of years.
Not to get too political here, but President Trump claims that the tariff is a tool to use to make the other side pay more, that the people in Canada are paying these tariffs. But actually, we're paying it, aren't we?
We're paying it. Companies get imposed on the tariff. Then they decide how much do they absorb, how much do they pass on to the consumer. So it becomes a tax. And for some of the good things that this administration has done on better tax policy, more sensibility on regulatory issues, all very important to Michigan and Metro Detroit. The tariffs, sadly, haven't collected the revenues the president has proclaimed. And in economic terms, I used to teach economics back in my day, on the tariffs, he gets a D. On tax and regulatory policy, he can get a B+, maybe even an A, but the tariffs, he gets a D.
It does seem perplexing because the court's already ruled against his first round of tariffs, and the government actually had to repay, I think, billions of dollars to the companies, right, that had been charged these tariffs.
Absolutely. It's been in the billions. We've seen it with second quarter earnings for companies that I own, that they've had relief from the tariff relief, whether it's General Motors, Ford, Home Depot, you name it. Anybody who had to pay a tariff to import non-U.S. products, they've gotten a relief, rightly so, because going back to the announcement of those tariffs in the spring of 2025, the stock market certainly didn't like it. It dropped 15 to 20% in some cases before eventually there was greater sensibility instilled on the president by the Treasury Secretary. And sadly, in this case, we're not moving in the right direction with an important trading neighbor and partner like Canada.
And do you think it's too early to look at the futures for Monday, I guess, but the market will react negatively to this?
The market won't like it, just the same way the market didn't like it in February and March of 2025 when it sold off on the uncertainty of tariffs. And the market in an environment where U.S. corporate profits are the strongest I've seen in 30 years, and that's what's been propelling stocks to higher levels. This is going to put a hindrance on the ability of stocks to go higher. U.S. companies will manage through it. We always do. But it's like playing injured, not playing optimally.
Canada's closest neighbors, including Michigan and Minnesota, have strong ties that include a love of hockey. Eh? Here's more from Vanita Soccer in Minneapolis on an unlikely side effect of the tariffs.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
You're a pro at running your life. At committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
ABC News reporter Elizabeth Schulze, good morning. Elizabeth, this is huge, and, you know, already it's the back and forth pointing fingers.
Yeah, good morning, Vanita. I mean, we are back in a trade war here with arguably the biggest or friendliest trading partner of the U.S. up until now. We are seeing these 50% tariffs go into place from the U.S. on Canadian imports. We're talking about $20 billion of products that cross from Canada into the U.S. This is about 5% of imports from Canada. So it's not a, you know, overarching tariff across the board, but it is going to hit some products that people would feel, especially, you know, states that border Canada, Minnesota being one of them, does a lot of trade with Canada. The products here include alcohol from Canada. They include building materials, fabrics, clothing materials, hockey sticks. That's a big one that a lot of people pay attention to. So what this really shows is a clear escalation in this relationship. There have been a lot of hopes here in Washington that there would be a deal reached between the U.S. and Canada. In fact, President Trump, right before these talks collapsed late Friday night, had said he was confident there would be a deal. Well, now that's not the case. Both sides are pointing fingers at each other. And Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has some pretty strong words saying they are ready to fight this war, that they don't want to get pushed around by the U.S. So here we are now with the potential for higher prices. You know, businesses, importers are going to be paying those higher prices possible. And as we've seen in the past, those get passed down to consumers too.
Yeah. And you talk about the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. I mean, you're at war when you get attacked.
Yes.
We got attacked. I mean, those are some pretty strong words. But then President Trump on Truth Social saying Canada wants the benefits of being a state without being one. Once again, he's going to that 51st state.
Exactly.
Deal.
And kind of making the argument that, you know, he's not explicitly saying we want Canada to be a state, but also saying they're freeloading off of us. And then you have the president also making this argument today and over the weekend that American farmers are hurt because of some of the tariffs that Canada has put in place, like on the dairy industry. But the shift in tone from Mark Carney, who, you know, up until now, he's a central banker. He's a big free trade guy. He is using these fighting words. I mean, he says the U.S. is trying to design, these tariffs are designed to hurt and divide Canadians. He says it's a miscalculation and that Canada is going to take care of each other and that they are stronger together. So he's now kind of taking this different approach where Canada has pursued trade deals with a lot of other countries, including China, by the way, saying, look, if this is the new world order that the U.S. is imposing, we're going to have to figure it out and we are going to fight back. So hard to see kind of how this gets resolved. Canada is threatening dollar for dollar tariffs in response to this that they say would go into effect September 8th. So maybe, I guess, a little bit of time to have some talks here before this escalates even further. But the rhetoric right now, definitely not cooling down in any way.
Oh, no. It's certainly from both sides. Elizabeth Schulze with ABC News.
On the topic of manufacturing and regulation here in the United States, let's see how the lawsuit against Meta could affect the future of social media. Here's Newell Normand in New Orleans.
Zach Smith, Senior Legal Fellow for Courts and the Constitution with the Heritage Foundation, joins us. Zach, welcome to the show. Matt is being sued in so many different categories, it's hard to keep account of where they actually are. From a holistic perspective, where are they and what's actually happening in the courts?
Well, you're right, Noel. There's a lot happening on this front with Meta recently, and they've suffered some pretty high-profile losses over the past several weeks. There's a series of lawsuits that have been brought by private parties, teenagers, their families, essentially alleging that Meta failed to warn them of the dangers of social media, intentionally constructed the algorithm to addict teenagers to doom scroll on social media and then potentially harm themselves and take other harmful actions. And then you also have a consortium of bipartisan attorney generals from 29 states, red states, blue states, that are suing Meta and other social media companies, essentially demanding that they take certain actions again to protect teenagers and minor children who may be using these platforms.
Is this the second iteration of these types of lawsuits? The first being, you know, I remember litigation moving across the country against rappers and some of the messaging that they were putting out there, and that young kids were emulating what they were talking about.
It may potentially. I think the analogy a lot of lawyers are looking to right now is the tobacco litigation from the 1990s, where you had state AGs, private plaintiffs, suing these tobacco companies, alleging that they failed to warn consumers about the dangers of smoking. They had data about the dangers, those sorts of things. And you may remember the tobacco companies were hit with multi-billion dollar damage awards against them. And in this case, Meta, if these lawsuits succeed, they are facing potentially trillions and trillions of dollars in liability. And I think right now they're stuck between somewhat of a rock and a hard place, because if they go to trial and lose these cases, the damages are going to be absolutely astronomical. But if they settle out these cases, many fear that would only encourage further litigation against these tech companies. And as I mentioned just a minute ago, Newell, Meta has lost a recent state court trial in California that was brought by private parties. They lost in New Mexico state court in an action brought by the New Mexico Attorney General. And just this week, they're beginning the first of what are potentially hundreds or thousands of trials where other consumers and states are alleging similar types of damages. So, look, I imagine Meta is taking a hard look right now, weighing the risk. But at least for the foreseeable future, the litigation headwinds are very real and very significant for Meta and these other big tech companies.
But what there's a base principle here in business practice of aligning consumers with their desires and needs and wants, right? And on right. social media, they have mastered that, you know, because of the way the technology works, that they're able to do that. So if they lose continue to lose these lines of cases, so what is there going to be? Some kind of disjoinder where, you know, you're not able to do this any longer? You know, I mean, I know that if I query something about a particular shoe and I happen to be walking
right
in front of a shoe store and I get a notice, hey, they got those shoes you were looking for. I mean, all of that's gone? It's all done? I mean, what does it look like if this continues?
Yeah, well, I feel like a Luddite someday, Noel. That sort of consumer tracking, I think, can be very disconcerting to many of us. But you're right. It is very prevalent right now. And I think what this looks like at the end of the day, I don't think anyone is quite sure what it looks like. Now, the state attorney generals in particular, they are asking for some very specific remedies to cure what they allege is the addiction and some of the misleading aspects of the algorithms that are put in place. They're asking for Meta to end things like liking certain posts, or at least making those publicly available, ending the doom scroll capability where, you know, the algorithm on Instagram or Facebook or even in other social media platforms will keep recommending more and more and more content where suddenly you may look up several hours later, kind of having gone down this rabbit hole. The state AGs are asking for that to end. And keep in mind, too, the other allegation in many of these cases is not only that Meta and these other big tech companies acted negligently in how they packaged and promoted their products, they're also being accused of hiding some of the data, hiding some of the information that showed that the way way the social media was being presented and packaged and presented, particularly to teenagers and children, was very harmful. And I suspect if they are found guilty on that basis, the damages would look even more significant than they already are.
So where does the responsibility line lie between, you know, parents and Meta?
Well, I certainly think parents retain a lot of responsibility. And you see Meta creating accounts for minors, other things. But what you're seeing, and we saw this earlier with some of the debate about some different pornographic websites, where essentially states are saying that by passing age verification, passing these other safeguards, they're helping and supporting parents, because we all know how easy it is to access the internet. Parents can have a very strict regimen, but it's very easy to skirt some of the safeguards and other guardrails that parents put in place for their children. And so I suspect what the state AGs are arguing is that these suits are designed to help promote policies that would then help parents be able to protect their children.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Berry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.